This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we continue with this fascinating journey through all the years of investigation of UFOs. Now, the perception has been, Stan, that most of the best sightings occurred years ago, that the more recent sightings haven't been so interesting, significant, provocative. Are we wrong?
Well, to some extent, yes. Look, the question is finding out about the cases. It isn't a question of whether they happened or not. The military has learned much better how to keep a lid on things, and they're the guys with the equipment, the monitoring systems. You and I don't have devices to go after flying saucers and get their electromagnetic signatures and things like that. I stand in my yard and try to find one in the sky. I've never seen one. But pilots and sophisticated airplanes have the equipment. Look, whether you're chasing a Russian MiG or a flying saucer, the same problems. You want to know what are their capabilities? How quickly do they change direction? What is their electromagnetic signature so I can pick it up from the ground and know that it's one of them, those aliens, instead of one of us earthling things? There's all kinds of technology that you and I don't have access to. Be nice, maybe.
Yes, those pesky ETs, we got to find out what they're up to. Now, let me ask you this then. Do you think that our government, and this kind of follows Rick Doty again, our government or any Earth government has had direct contact and interaction with extraterrestrials?
There are a number of stories kicking around, maybe Eisenhower meeting with them. And all I can say is I don't know. And it wouldn't surprise me. But I think clearly they're not about to land on the White House lawn and say, okay, guys, here's the story. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. Here's what we're going to do if you don't do what we want you to, et cetera. I don't know of any situations like that. And so the nations of this planet have to decide what kind of a world will it be when we start saying I'm an earthling rather than I'm an American, Canadian, Brit, German, Spanish, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think the last I heard there were 192 countries on the planet, and we're nationalists at heart. So how do we get beyond that? I don't know.
Yeah, the United Nations is a wonderful idea, and I was one of the dreamer types too, you know, the John Lennon. Imagine, you know, there's no countries. We all live in one big, wonderful, unified world. And then when they actually tried to get that together, it became a great big conspiracy where they were saying that we're trying to deny everybody their cultural heritage. So I'm not really sure that we'll ever get past that.
You know, when people hear that song, Imagine, they forget a couple of lyrics that John Lennon put in there. Imagine there's no heaven. And another phrase, and no religion too.
Yeah, I can't say I could argue with that.
The Pope has said some nice things about UFOs, and you get the feeling, where did he get his data? Who's telling him stuff? No, there are some serious overall problems. Where do we go as a society? And the aliens obviously aren't sitting down in front of Congress and say, okay, guys, here's the way it's going to be. They obviously have a no-hands-off, a no-hands-on attitude toward us. They'll do their thing, and they may want to make sure that there are things that we don't do. But in terms of clobbering us to get their way, that doesn't seem to be their methodology.
Well, Stan, you said you actually did appear before the United Nations. Can you give us sort of the gist of what you said there?
Well, I went through the fact that there are large-scale scientific studies that show that, pick on Blue Book Special Report 14, the better the quality of the sighting, the more likely to be unexplainable. That a cross-comparison between unknowns and knowns showed the probability of the unknown to just miss knowns is less than 1%. So I went to the evidence, and that was my paper. And The same with the congressional hearings of 1968. 12 scientists provided testimony. I was the only one without a PhD, incidentally. I'm proud of that. I had a master's. That's not good enough, you know. But those papers are well worth reading. The work of Dr. James E. McDonald, I referred to him. And stress the real world of how things are and secrets being kept and so forth. And so I was pleased with the response. And, you know, I've had my downer times. I gave a lecture in Hawaii, and it was one that my wife went to. We were living in California, and the schedule worked out. I'd have 5 days or 6 days, something like that. And so she went along and show up for the lecture, and I told them I'd be available for anything you want in the way of radio, television, et cetera. Leeward Community College. No, no, just show up. It was an afternoon talk. And this big auditorium held 900 people, and we had 26 people, I think, in the audience. That's kind of a slap in the face, isn't it? But they hadn't done any PR except for a little squib in a paper that had hundreds of them, you know, two column inches wide and a half inch high. You can't sell a sizzle that way. So that was a sad moment for me. But what the heck, we had a trip to Hawaii. And I've had, you know, Saudi Arabia was interesting. Would you believe they had a conference with a lot of things going on, but there was one panel one afternoon with, I think, five of us. Michio Kaku was one of the people, incidentally. And before I left, people were saying, Stan, you're going to Saudi Arabia. You've forgotten you're Jewish? What kind? I said, well, I contacted my person in charge, and is there a problem? I don't want to get there and wait at the door while you tell me, oh, you can't come in. You're Jewish. And they said, no, we've had other Jewish speakers at these in past years. No problem. So that was interesting. I went to Turkey, and we had over 2,000 people at a symposium, would you believe? And no, I don't speak Turkish. They translated. That was a great experience. I enjoyed Hong Kong and South Korea.
So you've been all over the world with this. It's pretty interesting.
19 countries. The most recent one was Bulgaria. Had a nice talk response in Poland, in Warsaw. And in Bulgaria, it was the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences that sponsored me, believe it or not.
Do you find people overseas are more receptive or less receptive to,
well,
to you?
Well, I can't tell. The only ones I see are the ones who show up for the lectures. So I don't know about the ones who didn't come, you know. But I'd say the world is quite ready to accept the notion that we're not alone. And I think part of that is a realistic kind of thing. We've been fighting wars around this planet and making it tough to raise kids and all the rest of that. Isn't it time we took a larger viewpoint? You know, be kind to your neighbors sort of thing. I get a feeling of that, and so I've never had a problem with, you know, speaking in Israel and Finland, Argentina. You know, everywhere I go, there's interest, there's excitement, there's friendliness. So I'm not leaving the field because of disgust. I'm just old, damn it.
Well, you're sounding pretty good today, and we're really glad to have you here. I guess we have to, though, we do our duty and ask one of the skeptical questions here. We have a question from Minnie McNinney, who quotes you as saying, there's not a shadow of a doubt that aliens have come to Earth. And so she wants to know, what makes you so sure, and you know, which ETs, and how many dates and meetings have you been able to verify, and why aren't these ETs revealing themselves? And so, you know,
I can't answer that question. I don't speak for the ETs. You may have noticed that. I've never claimed that I'm the representative of the aliens. Not at all.
Let's break, guys. Let's break. We'll get to the second part of that question. How do we verify the presence of ETs? In fact, I wonder how I verify my presence. People wonder. Stanton Friedman, Gene, and Randall, you're in the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Randall is, of course, flipping out there. He does that every 3 weeks. By the way, speaking of flipping out, on After the Paracast this week, we'll have Greg Bishop. He's anxious to come on. That's going to be a fascinating episode with Randall and Greg. You want to continue answering that question, Stan?
Which was, how do we know that it's legit?
You and I, we have a worldview that includes alien visitation as a reality of existence. Other people don't. and they need more than just our word for it. So what do you say to them?
I say that there is more than our word. It's the biggest study done for the Air Force. The Air Force absolutely lied when they put out a press release about the study. They said, on the basis of this study, we believe that no objects such as those properly described as flying saucers have overflown the United States. Even the unknown 3% could have been explained as conventional phenomena or illusions. Well, I had that. I had the report. I found it at the University of California Library, Project Blue Book Special Report 14. Unknown 3%? Hell no. The unknowns are 21.5%. Completely separate from the reports, which were listed as insufficient information. Furthermore, they did a statistical cross-comparison, the properties of the unknowns versus the properties of the knowns. And they found the probability that the unknowns, the only ones we're interested in, were just misknowns, was less than 1%. The two groups did not match. But that's not what the public was told. They were lied to, flat-out lied. That's one of the things I do. But I look at the testimony of Dr. James E. McDonald, a professor of physics at the University of Arizona. He talked to 500 witnesses, in many cases multiple witness military people, the RB-47 case, a reconnaissance bomber from RB-47, and a five-man crew. And this object went around them. They picked it up on their radar. They told the ground they picked it up on their radar. This is in the Gulf of Mexico. And no question, its behavior just didn't match any kind of flying vehicle. This is in the late 50s, I guess. You're stuck. Here's the reality of what the whole crew saw, what their instruments picked up, etc. You get enough cases like that, and you shake your head and say, yeah, there are cases that can be explained. But that would be like saying that, look, 99.9% of the people are not 7 feet tall. Therefore, anybody who says he knows anybody who's 7 feet tall is lying. Then you go out to the NBA, and often you'll find 2 7-footers on court. Yes, it's true. Most people aren't 7 feet tall, but that's the wrong question. The question is, are any? And the answer is yes. So, yes, most sightings can be explained. Big deal. Most people can't lift 500 pounds, but there are a few people who manage to do that or run a 4-minute mile or things like that. The exceptional is what we pay attention to. That's the way it is. So, in the rest of our life, we accept eyewitness testimony in courts. Don't the police want an eyewitness to Party A shooting Party B? Or does Party A have to die and you take some of his DNA and you find it on the gun? I mean, something crazy like that. No, if the testimony is looked into, we have polygram examinations and other things, but we have means of verifying truth. So we have a standard approach in our society to dealing with unexplainables, things that we at first off say, I don't know what happened here, crime being one of them, obviously. And so we have to proceed with good sense. Science is based on evidence, not research by proclamation, research by investigation. And in every country, we have cases that can simply be explained as intelligently controlled extraterrestrial spacecraft. We don't know where from, why from, why they don't talk to me. We don't need to know those things. It's not a part of what's real.
Of course, then, you know, they would say, well, you know, that sort of anecdotal evidence and
but it's
trace
more
evidence,
than anecdotal.
It's just not enough, you know? They would.
Well,
they
the
would,
people who say that haven't looked at it. That's the problem. Look, I've been in debates. Dr. Seth Shostak, oh, I like Seth. He's one of the SETI people. SETI stands for Silly Effort to Investigate, you know.
Oh, come on.
They know it coming.
SETI's not that out of a program. I mean,
well, sure it is.
It's at least scientific. You know,
well, it claims to be scientific, but why don't they look at the UFO evidence? They're interested in extraterrestrial intelligence, but they don't want to look at the evidence of aliens coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're out there. They ain't coming here, man. If they were here, we would know about it. They'd want to talk to us. I mean, that's the attitude.
Yeah, we've got a picture actually right on the site with a UFO hovering outside the control room of I think it's a Green Bank. And, you know, no, the signal is too close. It can't be alien, you know. So, I mean,
You know, I won the debate with Seth Shostak, incidentally. 47-33-10. And I won the debate with Dr. He's head of the Skeptics Society. I suddenly lost his name.
Well, I know Sagan was in there for a while.
Well, Carl and I were classmates for 3 years at the University of Chicago. We were in the same physics classes. We grew up in adjacent towns in New Jersey.
That's really interesting because I was doing some investigating in his earlier years, and he seemed to be very interested in UFOs and even wrote to his dean saying that there should be a serious investigation. And then he seemed to get really cut off by the whole politics of the thing. Can you comment on any of that?
Well, yeah, he knew who he was, and he was looking for something else, I guess you could say. Twice in two different books, he said there are interesting sightings that aren't reliable. There are reliable sightings that aren't interesting, but there are no interesting and reliable sightings. But if you look at the large-scale studies, to which, of course, he makes no reference, it's just the reverse. The more reliable the sighting, the more likely to be unexplainable. But Carl went along with the crowd, so to speak. I spoke at Cornell. He came to my lecture. We'd agreed before, and he didn't want to get into it because he had other things to do and so forth. It was a friendly exchange. Seth Shostak and I were friendly, but he, in the course of our, we had a free trip on the Queen Elizabeth II from London to New York, and we each attended the other three lectures, and of course, one of mine, I asked how many people, I talked about five large-scale scientific studies, and after each one, I asked how many have read this, and he hadn't read any of them. If you haven't looked at the evidence, are you entitled to an opinion? Especially if you're going to call it a scientific opinion? So I have no problem with shaming people who claim to be expert. Then, well, no, I haven't looked at any of those large-scale studies. I mean, a guy came to me, or the first questionnaire didn't come up to me, and it was a professional group. Like a professional engineering group organization. And, well, I'm sure one could come to other conclusions than the ones you've come to. I said, well, as I recall, you hadn't looked at any of those five large-scale studies. Is that correct? Yes, that's true. I said, well, that's the difference between us, isn't it? I gave you my conclusions. I gave you the sources of data in which I based my conclusions. I've read them all. You've read none of them. Whose opinion's worth more?
And we'll have that answer, although it's pretty obvious. In our next segment was Stanton T. Friedman, J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien's off this week. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Randall, any more questions we should look at?
Well, I believe we had one more that just popped into the forum, and you're asking. This is Jimmy, and he's been one of our longtime forum participants. Doesn't say much, but he asks, "Whose work in ufology do you most admire, and why?" And we've already talked about Greenwald, who's excellent. Any others that pop to mind?
Well, certainly Jim McDonald was one of my heroes, Dr. James E. McDonald of the University of Arizona. And he stood up in public. His testimony to Congress was important and so forth. He was troubled. He unfortunately committed suicide. So, and I'm not reading any nefarious notions into that. I like Kathleen Martin has been very active in research, and I've just read an advanced chapter of a book she's working on. It's outstanding. With data.
And that would be with experiencers, right, Stan?
Yes. Yes. And it's incredible how much good stuff. I'm trying to think the Canadian and.
Rutkowski?
Chris Rutkowski, another good man. He's written a couple of books. There's another one.
Dolan?
No, he's American. Richard's okay. He's enthusiastic. He suffers from a problem of not really being familiar with how security works. And many of the people who've never had a clearance have had that same difficulty. Dr. Don Dondery, a professor of psychology, is retired now from McGill University in Canada. He's involved in this free movement and has done some very interesting work, very good work. Somebody I recommend. So there are good people out there.
Now, I have to tell you, Chris Rutkowski is one of my favorite. He also does great impressions because he does, I think, works for some group that does reenactments of radio shows and such. And he does a great impression of Ming the Merciless, not from the original movie from the 30s with Charles Middleton, but the more recent one.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I've known Chris for a long time.
He's very much in the pop culture. You have to catch him in the right frame of mind. And he's just so much fun.
Okay. I'll ask him the next time I see him.
Yeah, say, show me what Ming the Merciless sounds like. And I'll show you.
Good idea.
Yeah, people have hidden talents. Let me ask you a question, Stan, which is more of a personal question. What do you think our listeners would like to know about you personally that they do not know now? Because you're always talking about the UFOs and such.
No, I wasn't always. I didn't get my first lecture until I was, 24. 34 to 67, 33. I worked my way through college as first a busboy in the Catskills and then 3 years as a union waiter at a restaurant in Chicago.
Do we even have union waiters anymore? That's an interesting thing you brought up. Are there such things as union waiters?
Well, Hotel, Restaurant, and Bartenders Association in Chicago was big for waiters and bartenders and stuff like that. Now, that was a long time ago, man. I'm not saying it's still like that, but I mentioned union because they had standards and they assured you got, I think I earned $4.50 a meal plus tips, of course.
You were paid by the meal, not by the hour?
No, you worked a meal, yes, when I was there. And
this must be like 1830 or something, right?
No, 1953 to 55 to, let's see, 56 when I was at the University of Chicago, 53 to 56, walking distance from the university. I worked. And that was something people didn't know. My first, the rewards of hard work. I was valedictorian of my high school class, but I was young. I'd skipped a grade when I was between third and fourth grade. And so my first job, I lived in New Jersey, and they had very strict rules about working papers and ages and all that because it's a heavy industry state. And the only job I could get was as working at a wholesale candy house. The stores would order a box of this kind of candy bar and a box of that kind of candy bar and so forth. I was getting paid 65 cents an hour. Valedictorian.
You know, I did a calculation, and this dates back to the 60s. When I worked with Jim Moseley at Saucer News, he paid me $5 an hour in the mid-60s. Now, if...
Wow.
This country's minimum wage had kept up with the cost of living all those years, it'd be $19 an hour now.
Well, like I said, 65 cents an hour. And look, I worked my way through college. I had scholarships, but you got to eat and sleep and all that sort of thing. And so that's something not everybody knows about me, I guess. I don't advertise it particularly, but I worked in the Catskills one summer as a busboy. That was fun.
Did you get to see any famous artists performing there?
Yeah. I think Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were up there when I at another hotel. We'd go over to other hotels. I had to take dancing lessons because they wanted the busboys to dance with the visiting girls.
Wait a minute. Stanton T. Friedman taking dancing lessons. Are there any photographs of this?
Good question. I don't think so. I had to learn how to rumba and samba and even the little tango. The families would come up on the weekend and Pop would drive home and leave the wife and daughter there, so the daughter's out to dance with somebody every night. There was entertainment and a band playing and all that sort of stuff. So I had to learn how to dance. Come on, Stan, you got to learn. So the dance instructor gave us free lessons.
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, second wife. Long, complicated story. A good friend of hers was my aunt. And my aunt knew that I was at the University of Chicago, and I was looking for a place to live, and her friend was. And so we wound up sharing an apartment. She had a couple of kids and so forth. So that was my first wife, how we met. And we had adopted a child, and we had met the natural mother of the child. And 10 years later, she made contact because she'd seen, heard me on a Canadian television show. And, my first wife and I were separated, and we wound up getting married. We've been married for 42 years.
Seems like only yesterday. What does she do?
She was, had been a stewardess that has some, she had been a stewardess and then a school teacher. She didn't work while we were married. 42 years, a long time.
Different world now.
She should be home any minute now.
I've been married for 40 years.
Wow.
And it seems like only yesterday.
We're losing you, Gene.
Excuse me? Well, I won't talk about my background because I keep that secret. People know enough about me already. And I don't want him to know anymore because it gets to be more complicated.
I have a great-grandson, I'll say that.
All right. You never know.
11 years.
Okay, well, let's go on here with one final segment with Stanton T. Friedman, with Gene and Randall. Again, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I always tell the old story here that I used to know a sci-fi writer and UFO investigator named Otto Binder. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. That goes back a ways.
Well, he died, what, in the 70s or something like that? He was a comic book continuity writer. So he wrote the original Captain Marvel. He was the creator of Supergirl and the Legion of Superheroes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, of course, a friend of Ray Palmer.
Mm-hmm. How about Jim Moseley?
I knew Jim Moseley from the time I was like 15 until the day he died, pretty much. It was interesting here that when we first created the Paracast back in 2006, first two guests were Brad Steiger and Jim Moseley. And the name the Paracast was basically created for us by Brad. We had a different name. We were going to call it Paracast World, and you said, you know, no, make it Paracast. And thus we did.
And you're still going. Okay.
We've got one more question here we should get through, because then we can say we've pretty much at least got everybody on the forum attended to in some way, shape, or form. And Creepy Green Light asks, what cases or events did you once believe as being authentic and credible, but maybe now suspect or know are bogus or a hoax?
Interesting question. Haven't been asked that one before. I can't think of anyone, because usually I take a middle road. I won't give an answer until I am satisfied myself that I've looked at all aspects. So, you know, what can I say? I haven't come out in favor of something where I've had to say, nope, I was wrong.
How about the Falcon Lake case? Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Chris Rutkowski was heavily involved with
right.
Medical records and so forth. A good case, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that one is a really interesting case. And then someone did some checking and found that there was some sort of a Russian reentry that had taken place on the same evening. So that's thrown that whole case into question. And yet I'm not sure how you would get a bunch of reentry debris hovering over a large lake, as been reported by some witnesses.
Yeah, reentries don't stay in one place very long as they're coming in. That's the whole point. They're going a hell of a fast pace.
Although I imagine maybe some sort of parallax effect or something, if you're traveling in the right direction relative to some trees or something, you know, it might appear to be stationary for a short period of time.
How short is short?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And that pretty much does it for our forum questions. So is there anything you'd like to say to the audience just on your own accord? Like,
well, I can say you might enjoy my books. There's 6 of them out there and plus other sources. And they give references. My Top Secret Magic lists a dozen PhD theses done about UFOs. You won't find those anyplace else. And large sources of data and so forth. And I stress this because if one is going to do a study, one should be familiar with the published literature. And I try to make it easy for people.
Okay, so let's go back to that. Now, you were talking 5 major studies. So I'm sure one of them probably would have been the Battelle Memorial Institute study.
That's right. That Blue Book Special Report 14. I make that available because you can't copyright that, so I can sell it.
What are the others then? Just
well,
to remind the audience.
The congressional hearings of 1968 with testimony from a dozen scientists, including me. As I say, I was the only one without a PhD. Dr. J. Allen Hynek's book, UFO Experience. Yeah,
right, that's the whole plan of Close Encounters, First, Second, Third Kind.
Yeah, Scientific Inquiry, and H-Y-N-E-K. And he was chairman of the astronomy department at Northwestern University and also the government consultant to Project Blue Book for 19 years, something like that. A third one was even the Condon Report, University of Colorado study, because when a special UFO subcommittee, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, looked at the Condon Report, they concluded that 30% of the 117 cases studied in detail could not be explained. Richard Hall, the UFO evidence, NICAP study had thousands of sightings that have been collected by the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena.
But you know something, I'll say something about that. I was around and I visited NICAP a couple of times when Hall was compiling that book. And I volunteered one time for several hours, and I wrote summaries of UFO sightings, and it appeared as if they went into the book without any real verification. It was just based on my summary. So I may have actually contributed a paragraph to that book, for better or worse.
Well, it is a place to find a lot of cases which they couldn't identify. The kind that most people don't know exist. It's like Special Report 14. People do their research for a proclamation, but the facts are in there about these the 6 categories of cases and the quality evaluations and all that sort of thing. And the data's there, like it or not.
Of course, this is all statistical based on sighting reports. And so, when will we ever get the craft?
Look at Ted Phillips. He had hundreds of physical trace cases from 80 countries. And my goodness, you find the same kind of physical traces. This isn't a light in the sky now. This is something on the ground. And I've had analysis done in the soil from the burn circle and the nearby soil. Definite differences in the composition of the soil. Something had happened to that soil. Ted's work was very. I wish he'd written a book. Damn it, he's still alive, as far as I know.
How about the Washington 52 case? That turned into one of my favorites. At first, it seemed like they'd explained it all away as, camera artifacts and so on. But it seemed like the more you dug into that one, there's a lot more there.
Well, just that, again, my website is www.stantonfriedman.com. And I autograph all my books. And when there are 2 authors like Kathleen Martin and myself, they're both autographed with a book plate. And you can get Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers. You can get Crash at Corona, the Roswell story, basically. You can get Science Was Wrong. It 14 chapters. We each did seven, each stimulated by some smart scientist saying something stupid, like man will never fly in anything but a balloon 2 months before the Wright brothers' first flight, or space travel is utter bilge the year before Sputnik went up, things like that. So there are places to get data, and that's what everything should be about, data. And so I welcome anybody to go look at the information. And if you go to my books, you get the bibliographies at the back, which tell you where to find even more information.
Well, that is all the information we have time for. Okay, you can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for a pair of official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, the group, the community. I don't know about Facebook, though. We'll have to possibly reconsider that with all the crazy things that are going on. But at least they won't capture my texts or the log of my phone calls, because I use an iPhone, not an Android phone, if that helps. We have a special version of this show that we offer to members of the Paracast Plus. We give you a version free of the network ads, better quality audio. We also give you the After the Paracast podcast, which will feature Randall and Greg Bishop this week, all for a low price. Just go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for more information. Thank you, Randall, for being a great co-host as usual. Stanton Friedman, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.